Oh, I love this song, isn't it? Savage Garden, to the moon and back. And joining us from the moon and back. From the moon in circling around Billericay. It's Nick Silito, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Stuart. How nice to see you.
Lovely to see you too. There is no Christmas jumper, I can confirm to our listeners.
I'm very sorry. Very sorry, yes. I'm suitably festive, but not quite festive enough.
It is a lovely
saving it for Sunday.
Fair enough, yeah. Don't want to get that splodges of things on it now. Ruin it. So Nick, you're from Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club. Lovely to have you back.
Nice to be back.
For the last time we spoke, we'd just done the summer fair.
Yes, that's right.
Time flies.
Doesn't it just? And we're delighted that we're back in business for Christmas market this year.
Hey, Christmas is a-coming.
It is.
The geese are still getting fat and all that.
Well, I don't know about geese getting fat. I think we're all putting on a bit of weight. Yeah,
not really fair to single out the geese, is it? But you're here to chat the Billericay Christmas market. So I hear there's been rumours flying all about the place.
Yes.
It's still on.
It's back on. I mean, we obviously couldn't do it last year, but we're back with a bang this year. And it's this Sunday, 5th of December, kicking off at 11 o'clock with Santa Parade. And the event runs right through the day till 5 o'clock. Completely free to come, and I can tell you about there's so much going on this year that you won't have time to breathe. There's so much to go on.
Oh, amazing. Mm. Amazing. Full festivities.
Yes.
You said there's a Santa parade. Is the big man coming?
He is. He's very busy, but he's managed to squeeze a Sunday into Billericay, and so he'll be on his sleigh from the railway station end, and he'll progress all the way up the high street, back again, followed with his marching band and his elves and everything else, and then he'll take his place in the grotto, which again is free to go in, and there's face painting and balloon modelling and whatever, and the Santa Grotto is behind the Chequers pub in the new Chantry Way offices there.
Amazing. So he can even pop in there for a drink if he would like to.
Well, a soft drink probably.
Yes, of course. Yes.
He's got a lot of driving to do in the next few weeks.
He's got a lot going on. He is a busy man. Nice that he's made some time to come and see us, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
You've been a good boy, obviously.
Try to be.
Amazing. So all about the high street, loads of other stuff happening too.
Yeah, basically the high street's closed for the day, and along the high street there'll be 150 stalls of crafts and gifts and foods and artisan cheeses and hams and breads and whatever. All the shops are open, of course, as well, and we have a live stage of music throughout the day with local bands, including rock choir, and if you like traditional music, there's carols in the St. Mary Magdalene Church, and we have street entertainers and flash mobs and just Punch and Judy shows going on, and there's kiddies rides as well. It's a fantastic day's entertainment.
Amazing. It's all going on. Punch and Judy, I haven't seen that for years.
No, well, he's still alive and kicking.
Still, and punching.
And punching.
Judy, mostly. Awesome stuff. Loads of the place to go to get you in the Christmas zone. It feels like it's arrived now.
Well, it does. And we always think this is the real start of Christmas. I say that there's so much to entice people there as well. And it's, you know, the whole thing, as I say, it's free. But, you know, the money we raise goes to local charities, as always. And we are just very grateful to everyone who supports us, and we've got, as always this year, we've got our major sponsors who put up some money to help us, and I should give them a plug, shouldn't I, really?
Of course, yeah.
Thank you to Paul Robinson Solicitors, and to Ground Control, and to the Bursted Outlet Farm Shop, and also to Hallmark Homes, and they every year they support us, and you know, all the shops make a contribution, the stall holders give us money, and we rattle tins at whatever at both ends of the high street as people come in. So if they want to give us money, and they can pay on a card now as well, all that money, and hopefully we'll raise £25,000 to £30,000 for local charities.
That would be marvellous. More than a bit of goodwill. Can we remember what the money raised last time? Was it wasn't last year though?
Well, 2 years ago, 2019, we raised 35,000. I mean, obviously, we don't know this year whether how many people are going to come out. So we're saying we'd be very happy to raise 25,000. If it's more than that, that would be absolutely brilliant. But you know, I can understand that some people are still a bit reticent about coming out into a busy high street and whatever. But we are there, and we'll be doing the best we can.
Awesome. It's going to be outdoor stuff this year to ventilate everything.
Exactly. Yes. So, it's, as I say, it's a fantastic free day out, and everyone's welcome.
Nice. Markets, there's all sorts. You mentioned hams. I'm there.
We have fantastic, artisan breads. We got cheese and pies and all this sort of stuff. And traditional hog roasts. And we have a lot of European flavours this year. We've got Greek souvlakis. We've got Spanish paellas. We've got German sausages. I mean, there's something to suit everybody's taste.
Amazing. Right, you didn't say they were German sausages, but we're going now. So this is setting up from tomorrow?
It's Sunday. The High Street will be closed all day Sunday, basically, because we have to set up, obviously, early in the morning, get all the stallholders in, and then at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, when the actual market finishes, we then got to clear the High Street and make it safe and clean and whatever. So the High Street won't reopen probably till about 8 o'clock at night. So don't try and drive down Billericay High Street on Sunday, but come and see us anyway.
Yeah, only Santa can drive down it.
Absolutely.
He's got to land, so you've got to close it for a landing strip and a takeoff strip and all that.
Brilliant.
Amazing. Where can people find out more information if they need to look anything up?
Basically, just go on the website to Billericay Christmas Market and everything's there for you to see.
Amazing. Nick, I wish you all the best with
Thank
it.
You. Thank you very much indeed. It's lovely to be able to come on air and tell people what's going on.
Awesome. And hopefully, do you want to give us a ring later on and let us know?
Absolutely. Certainly will do.
How the big man's day went.
Absolutely. So don't forget, Sunday, 5th of December, all day in the High Street from 11 o'clock.
See you there. Bring your own reindeer, if you like.
Bring your own antlers.
We're going to kick off the first ever Christmas song of Phoenix FM Drive this year. I've given you the task, Nick, of picking us a banger of a Christmas tune. What you got for us?
I'm hoping you've got Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas.
Hey, Driving Home for Christmas on Phoenix FM Drive. We'll play this for Santa, shall we?
Absolutely.
Nice. See you, Nick.
Christmas. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same.
Oh, what a way to kick off the Phoenix FM Drive Time Christmas playlist. Lovely stuff. A big thanks to Nick Silito from Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club for popping in for a chat about this year's Billericay Christmas Market. It takes place on Sunday, as he said, from 11 till 5. They'll close the high street. There'll be all sorts of stuff going on. Go and roast your chestnuts. Go and say hello to Santa. Go and give what you can to make this Christmas a marvellous one for everybody. Great work, as always, Nick, and everyone involved in the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club for organising it. And as I said, you can go online again to phoenixfm.com and listen to us having the chat for the full interview and a full experience on demand at phoenixfm.com. Now, I've still got that wacky story to share with you about Lego. There's a hole in a wall. It's all been going on. We shall discuss in full detail after this.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.